Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second, the right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth, the DH, Joe Charbonneau. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Squires moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Charbonneau reaches second base with a double. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charbonneau scores. Hera moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hera tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-1 in the game. DeLone hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey strikes out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hara. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Squires moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison is walked intentionally. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Charbonneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Squires moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Orta catches it and throws to second to double up Nordhagen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Orta reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove is walked intentionally. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Charbonneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrove moves to third. Charbonneau moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Bruce Kim pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Victor Cruz now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morrison scores. Pruitt moves to third. Kim moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Harold Baines pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pruitt tags and scores. Kim tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Leo Sutherland now playing center field. Harold Baines now playing right field. Chet Lemon now playing second base. Wayne Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball towards center. Sutherland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sutherland. Bannister moves to third. Bo Diaz pinch hits for Rick Manning. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6. White Sox. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-4 in the game. Delone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing second base. Alan Bannister now playing center field. Bo Diaz now catching. Sandy Whittall now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Pruitt scores. Kim moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Baines reaches second base with a double. Kim scores. Sutherland goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, White Sox. Mike Stanton now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Joe Charbonneau. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Rosello moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Rosello scores. Hera moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hera scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 10-8, White Sox. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.